Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 29th. Man, this month is almost over. Friday, June the 29th of 2018. And the time is 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we want to talk about mental maintenance. This subject today is one of my favorite subjects. This subject today comes with a warning. They all come with a warning, but today's message definitely comes with a warning because it's really close to, or it's really borderline to, a lot of the New Age stuff. You know, the New Age, they stole all of this stuff from the Old Age. I don't really know why people get their panties in the water about New Age stuff and shizness, especially traditional Cretans or Christians, but I got to say it. I need to put this out there. So that way you can over and understand the depth of the statements that I'm going to be making today, because if you can wrap your brain around today, you're going to understand the power that you have. This is an inside-outside job. See, most people, they have it backwards. Most people, they respond to outside stimulation instead of inside revelation. But the reason that they do that is that they have not been taught. At least I wasn't taught, man. I went through my whole life a scared chicken. I went through my whole life, man, just thinking about, you know, what was going to happen to me, what might happen to me. I lived my whole life afraid. I felt the fear, and I did it anyway, but I was afraid. I lived my whole life uncertain. I lived my whole life with the hope method. I was hoping shit this would work. I was hoping. But I didn't have a system in place. It wasn't until I came into the understanding and the knowledge of what I'm sharing with you, that what suffering was for. And I realized at that point that suffering is a way that the Father establishes our consciousness or awareness. And I realized that, you know, volunteering to suffer is not a good thing. You can volunteer to suffer, but I don't know why you would do that. So I stopped volunteering for suffering. And then I started to realize that to create a better world, that I have to create better thoughts. I started going into the self-help movement, and that was wrong, but at least it was a start. The self-help movement helped me, but it put emphasis on the self. But I didn't know that myself was the problem. I didn't know that myself was telling myself what to do, and that self was coming from a place that was devoid of worth and value. So myself was telling me that you are wealthy, but the voice that was telling me that I was wealthy did not have wealth. The voice that was telling me that I am healthy did not have health. The voice that was telling me that you, Negro, you got wisdom, that voice was coming from a part of my brain that did not have wisdom. My voice was telling me you deserve to be in a good relationship, but the voice wasn't in a good relationship. I had to make a declaration. I had to go through a transition in order to bring about an attraction that resulted in my evolution that allowed for my expansion. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I say a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters. If you could understand today's message, all of these messages, every message I do is important. I don't like to toot my own horn. I don't like to walk around. I'm not one of these guys who like to brag and boast. But I can honestly say, brothers and sisters, I think back when I was 13 years old, walking around with all my shit in a damn pillowcase, and I look at the man that I am today, and I thank God for grace and mercy. I thank God for his stick-to-itiveness. I thank God that the times that I wanted to put a bullet in my head, I didn't. I thank God that for the mental magic that he gave me. I thank God for that because I made a declaration, and that declaration allowed me to make a transition. And that transition brought about a new attraction. This new attraction brought about a new evolution. This new evolution brought about a new expansion. But I had to start with a declaration. The declaration is not verbal, brothers. The declaration is not verbal, sisters. It's mental. I had to declare and decree. This declaration allowed for this implementation. It wasn't until I made that declaration that it allowed for the implementation. The only reason that you're in the situation that you're in is you have not made a declaration. And you have not made a declaration because you don't know that you got to make one. And then you don't know what declaration to make. So in order for you to understand what I'm saying, there are three steps that you must. This is not optional. You must do. Your ability to understand that the unconscious part of you is filled with deep-seated programs. You call it a belief system. I call it your bullshit system. That's all it is a bunch of bullshit. Now, not you, but people you know. This belief system that you got, I don't care how great it is, and I've heard a lot of great belief systems, it's still a system. That system that you have that is unconscious is the reason why everything in your life is the way that it is. Your life is a perfect mirror of your imperfect thoughts. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Too animated today, but I can't make no guarantees. This nugget that I'm sharing today, and the nugget I shared yesterday and the day before, every nugget that I share, this is my life, man. This ain't no damn dream. This ain't no shit I read on no book. This is sweat and tears and blood. I got the scars to prove it. My life has not been easy, but I wouldn't trade it with no man on no planet. Right now, everything in my life is the result of my thoughts. Your life is a mirror. It is a perfect mirror of imperfect thoughts. But you want to blame the white man, the black man. You want to blame me. You want to blame somebody else. Negro, look in the freaking mirror. Not you, but people you know. Now, again, I'm not apologizing for what I'm about to say. It's getting ready to get hot in the kitchen. We live in a world that is based upon symbols. The symbols has replaced substance. We've all settled for substance. I just decided a little bit before you not to settle for symbols anymore. I don't want the symbols of wealth. I want money. I want real wealth. I don't want the symbols of health. I want real health. I want good blood pressure. I want my knees to work. I want my heart rate to be, my resting heart rate to be 60, which is why, that's why it's 60, because that's what I want, because I ain't settling for the appearance of health anymore. I want real health. I want the substance of health. I'm not settling for the appearance. I don't want to have 50 books. I want to have 50 substances that's inside of the books. I want to have substance. I want to implement the declaration. I want to make a declaration. That declaration is going to force a transition. That's what most of you listen to the show. You're wondering why your life is the way it is. Your life is in a transition. If you hang out with me and if you listen to these shows, your life is going to suck. Why? That's the only way your consciousness is going to expand. Consciousness does not expand when you're on the mountaintop. Consciousness gets you. Consciousness expands when you're in the valley. Suffering equals consciousness. Now, what does that mean? Suffering brings about remembering. Remembering brings about transitioning through improvisation, through feeling the fear and doing the shit anyway. It is this ability to create in the interest of yourself, not somebody else. Man, the greatest liberation that ever happened to me when I did the show. If you have not listened to that show that I did on Stop Trying to Save Other People, you need to listen to that today. If there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice, it's on my Blog Talk channel, it's on my YouTube channel. YouTube/ Wake Up Black America, Replacing Error with Truth, Master Teacher 33, it's on now. You must listen to that show. When I did that show, I shouldn't tell you guys, but I'm going to tell you. When I did that show, all my shit was in my car, and I had left my wife again. I did that show like I'm doing today's show, sitting in my car, suffering. I don't run from the shit, man. I invite it in. I look for devils. Because I understand the value in destroying them devils. Afraid of what you fear, man. Don't be afraid of what you fear. In order for you to go to a new level, you got to defeat that devil. You cannot go to a new level, man. You're in a war anyway. You're suffering anyway, so you might as well get what you want. Why are you settling for crumbs and you should be eating steak? I'm trying to help you today, man. I'm trying to help you today, sis. Stop settling. Stop casting your pearls amongst swine. Stop letting people piss on you. Stop allowing yourself to be disrespected. When you care for somebody else that is not in your own self-interest, you're disrespecting yourself. You're going through life disrespecting yourself. That's why I disrespect you. That's why everybody else disrespects you. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, why would you want to disrespect me, man? Because that's the only way you're going to expand your consciousness. Now, y'all think I wake up and I set out on a plan to disrespect you. This is ordained by God. What does that mean in English? That means that God understands you better than you understand yourself. And God understands me better than I understand myself. This is the bicameral brain. That's what Westworld. That's why I tell everybody, watch Westworld. In Westworld, all it is just a bunch of people killing people. And then they come back and they kill them. And then they come back and they kill them. What they are killing is not people. They're killing dispositions. Dispositions are people. All you are is a bunch of memories. Kill them memories. Kill it. You're afraid to destroy them memories. because their memories are you. I know, I've been there too, brother. That's why you do what you do. You do what you do because the memories. The memories make you feel. You go back and visit your places. You go, why do we have a family reunion? Because we want to remember. Why we have class reunions? We want to remember. Why do we do everything that we do? Because we want to remember. Why do we want to remember? Because those memories make us feel something. It is these memories that are holding you back. Let them go. Bury them. But Brother Will, I got some good memories. Okay, really? If they was that good, why are they in the past? If yo, like people, okay, if you left something, there's a reason why you left it. So when I did the show, You Can't Save Nobody, I left my wife because I couldn't save my wife. And as I was driving, the big G says, Negro, you did this shit 25 times in your first marriage. You couldn't save her because it ain't your damn job. Turned around and I took my black ass back home. And I looked my wife in the face and told her what she just told me before I left. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to be fixed. Stop. So I'm going to tell you, stop. Stop trying to save and fix people that don't need to be saved. Now, I know you're looking at them and you think they need fixing. You are the one that needs fixing. Because what you see that is wrong with someone else is an indication of what's wrong with yourself. You cannot see nothing in anybody else that doesn't first exist in yourself. The whole time I'm trying to fix my wife, I need to sit down and fix myself. Ain't nothing wrong with my wife. The problem is with me. Fixing me, and it changed my life forever. And I want to change your life. Not me, but the big G. The big G is calling you today. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The big G is saying to you today, stop. The big G wants you to be you. Stop trying to save other people. Everything that you're doing is in your own self-degradation. You are destroying the self. We are the only species that self-sabotage ourselves by trying to be someone else. Thing that you're doing in your life doesn't benefit you. Now, I know you think it does because of the fact that you did what I did. Brother Will, what did you do, Brother Will? You have to maintain the mind until the body gets in line. Okay, what does that mean in English, though? In English, this is called mental magic. There is a part of you that is so powerful because that part of you is the Ausbach. Now, that part of you is the real you. So you are projecting that part of you, or you are neglecting that part of you, and you are projecting the flawed part of you. Each one of us, we are neglecting by rejecting. So we are going through this process of neglecting ourselves. And the way that we reject ourselves is by taking care of someone else. That's a coping mechanism. Now remember, your life and everybody in your life is a perfect reflection of your thoughts. Now let me say that again. Let me say it a little slower. Because I need you to hear me. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your life is the perfect reflection. Your life is God speaking to you through your life. Your suffering is the indication the suffering stops. But if you're like me, you're trying to change your destination. You're trying to change the people. You're trying to change the places, but you're not changing the thoughts. So for 25 years in my first marriage, I left 25 times and nothing changed. I divorce that wife, I get a new wife, and start doing the same shit all over again. If that is not the definition of stupidity and insanity, I don't know what is. I went through the same shit 58 times with my jobs. 58 times, brothers. 58 times, sisters. There is nobody that's listening to this call, whether live or 20 years from now, that is more stupider than me, the old me. That's why I dislike strongly. You ain't got to email me or call me or be concerned. I'm talking about the old me. The thought of the old me makes me nauseous. Just the thought. The thought of that weak, jelly-backed Christian. If I could go back in time and find me when I was in my 30s, I'd kick my own ass. That's how weak and non-aware or conscious I was. But why? I didn't understand what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. I didn't understand. How do you stop unwanted behavior? How do you stop negative thinking? How do you stop Groundhog's Day? How do you stop poverty? Start wealth. How do you stop sickness? Start health. How do you stop ignorance? Start wisdom. How do you stop a bad relationship? Start a good one. Stop stopping and start starting. Somebody please write that down. Please, I'm begging you. Stop stopping and start starting. See, you are stopping starting. So that way you can continue stopping. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said stop. That's what God told me. God told me to stop stopping, tell you what God told me. Now, I know you're not going to listen to me. I wouldn't listen to me either. So God is going to tell you, you will suffer. Your life will continue to suck until you stop stopping and start starting. You're going to come back to this show. God will bring it to your remembrance. Watch. Guaranteed. And you're going to text me and email me. You're going to do what my kids do. All my kids. I'm here at College Day on this beautiful campus of Stephen F. Austin College in Nacogdoches. Never been here. Nice little town. And my baby, who's been through hell and back, this little girl has a disposition. Look at her smile on my Facebook page, man. Her mother's a strong out on drugs right now. She's sleeping on a sofa. She's never had a bed. Never. This little girl's resolve. You think my oldest daughter just did a wedding, just got married. She spent 25, 30, 40, I don't know how much crazy money she spent just on the wedding. Her last birthday party that she had for my five-year-old granddaughter, I don't know how much money she spent. That girl makes more money in probably a month than I do in a year. And all of my children, they all told me the same thing that I'm telling you. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. The only thing that you have to do is master yourself. There is a part of you that is destroying you. It has nothing to do with nobody else. You're fighting imaginary demons. How do you stop unwanted behavior? You don't stop unwanted behavior. Stop fighting. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, please stop, man. Stop. Everything you're doing, you got to stop doing it. There's people that's in your life, you're trying to help them. Stop. There's friends that you're trying to disciple. Stop. There's people that you want to pray with and for. Stop. People that you want to do things for. Stop. There's places that, you know, that need you. Stop. There's products, there's services, there's information that you could produce that's needed by the marketplace. Stop. The ideal that there is lack is an indication that you are whack. Not you, but somebody you know. The ideal that something is wrong is an ideal that comes from within. When God told me, I didn't hear no audible voice, I didn't see no burning bush, I didn't see no wheel in the middle of the wheel, I wasn't swallowed up by no whale, in fact, I didn't hear nothing. I didn't see nothing, I didn't even feel nothing. All I saw was myself. That's how God speaks to me. He shows me me. And then he leaves me with the thought of, when you get tired, let me know. So right now, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, man. You're doing all of this stuff. You know, we are paying. I was talking to a client earlier today that's paying for his or her own suffering. That's what you're doing. That's what I did. So let me get this right. Now, I volunteered. I went into the Marines. Nobody put no gun to my head. I volunteered. And I suffered. And I volunteered for it. Right now, you're signing up. So stop. Right now, you are ordering adversity. Please stop, man. I'm asking you because you're tired. You're tired. There's somebody, listen to me, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You've been running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You've been putting out fires. You've been going here. You've been going there. You're exhausted. You are mentally exhausted because your mind is toxic. Everywhere you go, people are dumping into your mind. And then everywhere you go, people are extrapolating your energy. That's why you're tired. Because the people that you're going to save, they don't need your energy. Everything that you're doing is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. Well, Brother Will, how can you say that, brother? How can you say that everything that I'm doing is a waste of energy? It is a mismanagement, and it is a misappropriation. That's what I mean by waste. It's not that the energy is not needed. It's just the way that you are releasing it as energy. It's wrong. See, my wife doesn't need saving. My wife doesn't need fixing. My wife just desires a companion. Now, if I bring companionship energy, if I don't come to my wife as Master Teacher 33, we good. If I don't come to my wife with the Reverend Dr. Bishop attitude, we good. If I don't come to my wife like I'm better than her, we good. But because I'm coming to her with a disposition that says I'm better than her, or I'm coming to her with a disposition that says I'm worse than her, or I'm coming to her with a disposition that says that without me, you are nothing. Really? She was born without me, will die without me. She don't need me. The people that you think need you, they don't need you, boo-boo. You just think they do. Now, let me make sure we understand these three steps as we break this down for you. Mental maintenance is mental magic. Mental is another word for spiritual. So spiritual maintenance, spiritual magic, the spirit realm, you have to tame, if you want to use that word, your flesh. Let me break this down. Number one. This is extremely important. Number one, you got to become aware that you're not aware. You got to become aware of your thoughts, which is your spirit. Number one, you have to be spiritual. You have to walk in the spirit. Number one, please write this down. Number one, walk in the spirit. How do you walk in the spirit? Become aware of the spirit. How do you become aware of the spirit? Become aware of your thoughts. How do you become aware of your thoughts? bring every thought into captivity. How do you bring every thought into captivity? Pay attention. How do you pay attention? Stop focusing on other people. Focus on your damn self. How do you focus on yourself? Make sure everything you do has self-interest in it. That was the seven whys. Now, the devil wants you to do the become obsessed with your thoughts so that way you manifest your obsession. You become obsessed. You become a control freak. You become a narcissist. You become an emotional wreck. You become a psychopath and a sociopath because you are obsessed side of awareness. See, the dark side of consciousness is you can see, and what you see, you obsess about. You see this going on. See, I got vision. I was born with discernment, and I can see all this stuff, and I saw it, and I was like, I need to do something. That little kid over there, the little kid, mother and father. Now, this is what I did, man. Oh, man, I wish to God somebody had hit my black ass in the head with a 2x4 in my first marriage. That's why, man, you cannot hook up with the wrong person. Your life is going to suck. So in my first marriage, I was working 3 jobs. I had 5 kids of my own, and I brought in 8 more kids. That's 8. E-I-G-H-T. Now, I couldn't take care of the 5 I already had. Let me tell you, I don't know if they make them any stupider than me, man. I ain't found nobody that has made the level of mistakes that I have. I haven't found nobody yet. So whatever you're doing, brother, it pales in comparison to where I came from. So if I can make it, oh, boo-boo. Oh, man, it's easy for you. You got 13 kids in your house? You got a wife that don't work? Are you the only caregiver and with 13 mouths? Okay, if you're in that situation, please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I told you your own. And 8 kids that ain't even yours, and you taking care of them because you care. If you are that stupid, please call me right now. We need to talk. I ain't met a soul yet. So nobody can look me in the eye and tell me, Brother Will, man, where I'm at, brother, you can't help me. There's nobody. I ain't met nobody yet. I'm gonna interview somebody this Saturday. Y'all need to listen to the interview Saturday. He pretty close. Brother came from Haiti, man. There was some dog shitness over there that brother overcame. But close, but no cigar. See, I've seen. Now you heard Sarah talk about the and I did research. I didn't know that what the demon's name was. I didn't know when I was a kid. I didn't know what the Minotaur is, the god of Crete. He's the god of Christians. And he's known as the top, that demon I used to see when I was 8, Sarah sees the same demon. That interview I did last Saturday. If you didn't listen to the interview I did last Saturday with Sarah Willis, listen to the interview, man. This is coming from a woman I don't even know. I just picked her out because I wanted to do an interview totally off the cuff to prove to the client to tell me, well, Doc, I'm afraid I can't do an interview. I just picked up a random female off of YouTube who was saying some deep shizness and interviewed her. I didn't call her before, and then I said, you want to talk to me, go to my stuff. She knew about me, but I didn't know about her. And she was talking about plant deities. Now, I'm not no fan of no plant deities, but, again, I need to hear her story because the plant deities work for her. And you guys, hopefully y'all heard the show. Now, what am I saying? She came from a very dark place, too, and she got assistance and allowed her to establish a mental disposition that overrides her outside demonstration. That dog hunts. I got a better dog, at least I think, because it's not based on the plant. It's based upon, because I don't have to go get no plant. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm simply saying that I use etymology, and I ask myself, okay, who created the plant? And I just, okay, the sun. Okay, who created the sun? Okay, the big G. Okay, I'm going to hang out with the big G. Etymology means you go all the way back to the source, you hang out with the source. That's what I do. Now, I don't worship creation. I worship the creator of creation. So I get all my answers from the source. And so it's not watered down. Therefore, it's more potent. And the source changed my life by making me aware that I am aware. So everything that I've been trying to get, I already got. So do you. What are you trying to get? Now, me, I was trying to get wisdom. The fact that I could see that I don't have wisdom is the indication that I do have wisdom. The fact that you are on this show listening to me is proof positive that you already got what you think you don't have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. What does that mean? Become aware of your thoughts, but not obsessed. Right now, you are obsessed because you can see. Everybody that's a part of the life management system, it is impossible for you to be talking to me unless we're on the same vibration at some point. Now, you probably vibe with me, and then I piss you off, and zoom, you vibrated somewhere else. That's okay, because at one time we vibed. It is impossible for us to meet unless we are a vibrational match, according to physics. It is impossible. So I already know that means you are on the same. So that means that you are already better than me, because very few people that I know that's a part of the life management system that's older than me. So the fact that you are younger than me and you are already at the level that I am at means that when you get my age, you're going to be light years ahead of me. There's clients that I got that's in their 20s. I just tell one client, Brother Rome, all the time. Brother Rome, when I met Brother Rome, he was early 20s, and he's on the vibrational wheel, vibrational match. There's another sister in Colorado, Sister Chantal. She's a 33. When I met her, she was 19. She's still in the program. 19! That girl is the most gifted girl I've ever met in my life. She don't even know. Her life sucks. She's going through all kind of hardship right now, because she sees and she wants to help. Just because you can see doesn't mean that's what you're supposed to be. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I'm trying not to get excited, man, but I don't know if it's working, Brother Jay. Jay Money, I don't know if I can hang on, brother. I'm trying not to yell and start preaching. Let me make sure y'all understand. Just because you see a need doesn't mean you're supposed to fulfill it. How do you know? Jesus walked past a plethora of people before he healed anybody. Jesus even said, I ain't here except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what I'm here for. Everybody else, y'all can die. Now, that's cold. But that's what Jesus said. 10, he said, after, notice what he says. Now, again, read it. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I stand at the gate. My sheep, they hear my voice. They follow me. He says, they come in and out, and they find green pastures. That means they prosper. They grow. That means he take care of them. Then he says later on in John 10, after I finish getting my sheep, I'm going to go get the other shepherd's sheep. So after you take care of your purpose, see, I wasn't taking care of my own kids. Why the hell would I try to take care of somebody else's? The devil set me up. He set you up too. So what the devil is doing to you is the same thing he did to me. He's good. I'm talking that dude is on his grind. I give him mad props. Lucien Farr, he's good at what he does. Except God is gooder. In fact, God is the goodest. So God is omnibenevolent. That means he's the highest good. There's nobody that's gooder than God, brother. The big one, not the little one. So I hang out with the big G. And he says, just because you can see it, that does not mean you should be it. What? Oh, okay. See, what had happened was, the way my brain cells are set up, I couldn't comprehend that. So I thought it was my dark behind's job to save everybody. So all my life, I've been seeing need, feel it. So the devil been wearing my ass out. How about you, boo-boo? Now, I've lost close to $1 million. Lost. Poof. I told y'all how I went through 20 grand in like, what, 3-4 days? Why? Trying to put out fires that I ain't called to put out. Number one, stop your obsession and start your progression. Stop obsessing about who you're obsessing about, your man. Let that fool go. If he's supposed to be with you, guess what? He'll show up. That's what my wife did to me. She's like, Negro, you want to go? I'll help you pack. I was like, for real? Are you playing right now? I'll help you pack. Like, okay, cool. Stop obsessing. Start progressing. Number one, stop obsessing about your thoughts and start progressing your thoughts. Now, number one is the foundation of life. Because, see, number one, it is so important that you learn how to be aware of your habitual thoughts. I can't put it into English language, so I can't speak Spanish, Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic. So, unfortunately, I got to use English. So, let me say it again. Be aware. Brother Will, how do I do that? This is what I do. I look at my life because my life tells me what I'm thinking. So, I know what I'm thinking because right now I'm in a strange town with a bunch of Caucasians, and they're looking at me like, is that nigga lost? He's sitting in his car a little too long. Last time I came up here, a cop pulled over. And, hey, boys, y'all know how them good old boys do. Oh, yeah, boy, you lost? No, sir. My daughter's over there at college. I'm just sitting here chilling, waiting for her to finish. What am I saying? I am here, but why? Because of my thoughts. So what did I do? I had a thought that my baby girl had a hard life. And out of all my shearings, I need to make sure. Because she told me, Dad, I don't think it's possible for me to go to college. And I said, why? Well, how am I going to get there? Who's going to pay for it? You guys know that I can't drive. My baby girl, y'all know she has seizures. You know what I told her? So you're not going to have no seizures no more because you can't drive a car and have seizures. It's been almost close to a year. She hadn't had no more seizures. See, I had to get to this financial level because I have to, because my baby girl is going to college. I don't give a damn what no reverend, doctor, bishop, or nobody says because I'm going to make it happen. I'm not going to depend upon the government. I ain't going to depend upon my ex-wife. I'm not going to depend upon the school. I'm going to make it happen. So I need the finances to be able to do that because I made a declaration. And that declaration brought about a transition. That transition brought about an attraction. And it drew everything that I need to make sure that I can be here right now. And then that attraction brought about this evolution in my consciousness. This evolution in my consciousness brought about an expansion of my awareness. That dog hunts right there. I'm living proof I'm doing it right now. That's just one of a plethora of things. Now, let me make sure you understand the process. Number one, again, I got to beat this horse because number one is very important. The power to change your life is in your thoughts. It's not in your actions. You're doing the right stuff, but you're thinking the right thoughts. You're thinking the wrong thoughts. Again, you got the right book, but you got the wrong meaning. You got the Bible, but you got the wrong meaning. You think that the Bible is that the persons and the people in the Bible are real. You don't understand that it's a personification of your body. Now, could it be both? Absolutely. Could be. Is that a concern of mine? Nope. I could care less. All I need to know is the esoteric, the inside meaning. I'm not worried about the outside meaning because the outside is the result of the inside. See, I'm not worried about the fact that I'm sitting here. I'm worried about the fact that the thoughts that I got that allowed me to sit here. I'm not worried about the amount of money in my PayPal account. I'm worried about the thoughts that put that money in my PayPal account. And I'm interested in maintaining those thoughts so that the way the money keeps coming into my PayPal account so I keep taking care of my daughter. That's what I'm interested in. Be aware of your thoughts. Because your life is a perfect mirror of your thoughts. Your life is a perfect reflection of your thoughts. Be aware of your thoughts. I don't know what else to say. Let me say it again. Be aware of your thoughts, but don't become obsessed with every thought. Don't try to manage every thought that comes into your mind, because the devil is going to whoop your behind. Don't try to manage every thought that comes into your mind, because the devil is going to whoop your behind. Don't try to manage. Just be aware of them. Don't try to manage them. Just be aware of them. Don't try to manage them. Don't try to control them. Don't try to force them. Be aware. Okay, I got a thought to take care of my daughter. Okay, that's an interesting thought. Now let's go to number two. Number two, replace unwanted thoughts with wanted thoughts. Number one, be aware of your thoughts. Number two, now remember, don't try to stop the thought. That's what you're doing wrong. Everybody that listens to the side of my voice, you're obsessing with trying not to think about eating sugar. Man, think about eating sugar all day, if that's what you want to do. Then you go to number two. Replace the unwanted thought with the wanted thought. Oh, man, I'm thinking about eating sugar. I want to eat some sugar. I want to eat some sugar. I need to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. I did not stop thinking about eating sugar. I still want to eat sugar, but I want to go to the gym. I cannot eat sugar while at the gym. So I'm going to replace the unwanted thought with a wanted thought. I don't want to be fat. Okay, let me go for a jog. See, right now you're saying negative affirmations unconsciously. A negative affirmation is what you are against. Positive affirmation is what you're for. Right now, you're telling me what you're against. Because what you are against is in your life. Your life is a perfect mirror of your thoughts. Your life, everything in your life is what you're against. Don't believe me? Go outside and look around, brother. Look around, sister. Your life is a perfect match for what you are against, because you're unconsciously thinking those thoughts. Don't tell me you are against poverty. Tell me you are for prosperity. And I'm going to look at your life. I'm going to see prosperity. So every day, all day, think I am for. Just, that's all you got to do. What are you for? Don't tell me you're against. I am against racism. I ain't. I'm just pro-humanity. I ain't against racism. I don't give a damn about no racism. I ain't against poverty. Poverty is just a non-issue. Poverty is the absence of a positive, prosperous thought. I am not against poverty. I am for prosperity. I am not against disease. If you want to be sick, God bless you, my brother. I got a plethora of ways. If you need assistance with ruining your health, call me. I can help you out, boo-boo. I am not against people who want to be sick. I know a bunch of people who got their kidneys gone in their 20s. Kidneys are gone. You think I tell them anything about health? No. Why? They do not want their kidneys. Now, I don't know why. That's not my job. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to go, hey, dude, why? You know what? Why are you blowing out your kidneys at 30 so you can get a government check? All the people I know on renal failure, they get a check from the government. And they happy as hell. Me? I'm going to keep my kidneys. I'm going to continue to do the watermelon diet. I'm going to continue. Matter of fact, let me get a swig of my distilled water and my lemon juice right quick so I can flush out my kidneys while we're talking. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, that was good right there, homie. Yeah, that dog comes right there, boy. See, I am for health, brothers. I ain't against disease. So I will never, you won't see me marching for no damn March of Dimes or, you know, you won't see me picking it out in front of no freaking abortion clinic. You won't see me protesting against Donald Trump or anybody. I ain't against the devil. I'm for good in God. I'm not against ignorance. I'm for wisdom. I'm not against divorce. I'm for marriage. I'm not against homosexuality. I'm just pro-heterosexuality. Don't tell me what you are against. Don't tell me what you're trying to avoid, but Brother Will, I'm just trying to save. I ain't trying to save. I'm trying to create. For every dollar I spend, two more come in. I spend money like it's going out of style. I'm up here right now spending money. Me and my little daughter up here, man, we living. Y'all look at the Facebook pictures. Man, we going out to eat, man. We doing all, man, we living large. I ain't trying to save money. I'm spending money. The more money I spend, the more money come in. That's my mantra. What's yours? Oh, you scared? You trying to hold on to the $4 you got? Spend them. You can't put no money in no closed fist. The universe is about growth. The universe is about growth. Number one, brothers and sisters, to understand spiritual magic, if you want to use that term, mental magic. Now, this, again, was all taught in 1600s. It's called Christian magic. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type it in. Just spell magic with a K. And don't tell nobody I told you. Was Jesus a Christian magician? Yeah. See where my bank account set up? See, but let me be sure. Your life is a perfect mirror of your thoughts. So number one, be aware of your thoughts. The devil is going to make you obsess over them. Don't do that. Don't fall for it. Be aware of it. What does that mean? That means you notice it as it's passing by. Oh, the thought comes into your head that says, I am a poor creature. Nobody loves me but Jesus. Oh, look at that thought. Look at that. Oh, everybody loves me. And then I start naming the people that love me. My children love me. My wife loves me. I love me. My clients love me. I know y'all love me. Don't y'all love me? Everybody loves me. So the thought goes away. Instantly replace unwanted thoughts with wanted thoughts. Brothers and sisters, this is how you counsel. There are whole systems. One is called the Silver Method. It's called NLP, Neuro-Linguistical Programming. This mental magic is a whole dude so making millions of dollars off of these three steps. I just gave it to you for free. Now go to Google and type in SILVA Method. See how much he's charging for what I'm telling you for free. And I got Negroes talking about, Brother Will, I don't know why you charge for your services, brother. Maybe I don't get a grip and stop playing. But again, the thought, shoot, goes in, goes out. I replace, I charge for my services because I provide way more in use value than I am receiving in monetary value. How do I know? Because I'm blessed. Highly favored amongst men. Life is good. Number three, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters. Let's go back over number one again. Number one, make sure, brothers and sisters, that you are aware of your thoughts. All that simply means is look at your environment. To know what you're thinking, all you got to do is just look at what you're having. So if you got a car right now, that's not really the car that you want. That means that's not the thoughts that you want. If you got a house right now, that's not the house that you want. You got a job, you got a marriage, you got a pet, if you got a freaking rabbit, if you got a roach, whatever you got is a reflection of the thoughts that you got. So don't go kill the rabbit. Don't go out and, you know, order pest control to get rid of the roaches. You can. They're going to come right back. Change your thoughts. See, your thoughts, see, if you clean your house up a little bit, yeah, the roaches probably won't be there, boo-boo. I'm just saying. I mean, the roaches go where there's food. Rats do too. So it's your thoughts that is creating these particular habits that is resulting in this particular reality. Be aware of your thoughts, number one. Number two, replace these unwanted thoughts. You got to replace them. Replace these unwanted thoughts with wanted thoughts. How do you do that? This is extremely important. It's so easy, like taking candy for a baby. That's why it's hard. All you have to do, good behavior. Let me say it again because this is profound. All you have to do to stop bad behavior is start good behavior. Let me say it again because I know somebody didn't get it. All you have to do to stop bad behavior is start good behavior. And number three, you have to think the thought until it visualizes in the mind. Number three, I want to say for the very, very last, because this is the mother of all creation. Now, the New Age movement, they call it visualization. Yeah, I like that. I like what the Bible calls it. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, that's his, you know, your heart, so is he. The Bible says you bring about what you think about. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And the Old Testament says that you shall have no graven image. That graven image is a mental disposition. See, right now, you're doing number one. You're bringing those thoughts into captivity and you're seeing the air of God. You're doing number two. You are replacing your unwanted thoughts by starting wanted thoughts. But number three, you don't have a mental image in your head. Now, a lot of people got mental images outside of the head. It's called vision boards, and, you know, they got a bunch of other New Age stuff that you can do to assist. That dog hunts. That's cool. However, in order for you to get to the big boy league, brothers, in order for you to get to the big girl league, sisters, the mental image got to be inside. Remember, it's an inside-outside job. The fact that the mental picture is outside of the head means that it's not being controlled by the inside revelation, meaning that if I can give you the image, I can take the image. Now, let me make sure that you understand what that means, because that's easy to say. People use a bunch of techniques to visualize or to practice visualization. And I, you know, they work to a, you know, to a certain extent. So I'm not saying anything negative, but these are tools and these are techniques. I like to use the Big G's method. Again, I just try to go straight to the source. I've asked the Big G, okay, how do you create? And the Big G says, it's, you know, look in the book of Genesis. So God creates by seeing the end, and then he backs up, and then he begins. But hold up, time on. Let me get this right. So the Big G says, let there be light. And there was light. So he knew what light was. That's why he could say, let there be light. He didn't have a symbol of light. He has the substance of light. So the Big G knew what light was when he made a declaration. Remember at the beginning of the series, the beginning of today's show, I said five words that you should write down. Now, if you're a sharp cookie, you already wrote these five words down. Number one, I said declaration. You got to declare and decree. See, if you can't speak it, you know, how can I put this delicately? Speak it. Let me just put it like that. Declare it. Now, does it have to be verbal out loud? Not necessarily. Does it have to be mental? Yes. You got to speak it more than once. You got to declare it. Number one, declare. When you declare, I am wealthy, the universe is like, oh, God has spoken. Because God says, I am. Blank, I am. So when you say, I am wealthy, when you say, I am healthy, when you say, I am wise, when you say, I am in a great relationship, the universe that said, oh, that's God has spoken. Let's get to work, fellas. And the universe starts going to work on your behalf. Because when you make, only God can make that statement. But when you say, I want to be, I hope to be, I wish to be, peasants make that statement. But when you say, I am, blank, I am, the universe starts to align, brother. Subatomic particles start to come into your life. Shit starts to show up and start to happen. Be very careful what you say when you say, I am. Because then you're going into the God kind. You start acting in the God class. You start carrying yourself with royalty. You start demanding your respect. You walk into the room and people say, sir, how can we be of assistance to you? They don't even know you. They don't even like you. When you declare and decree, you call those things that are not as though they were. This is not for peasants. This is for priests. This is the priestcraft. There's no damn witchcraft. This is what priests do. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. Priests, we declare and we decree. We call those things that are not until they freaking appear. I am. When you do that, number two happens. Transition. Be prepared. Now, I talked about, and I did the show already. Please go to my YouTube page and watch the YouTube video. Do not get stuck in the transition period. I did that video for Life Management members. Nobody watched it. If you are a member of the Life Management team, you ain't listening to these shows, you're wasting your money. And I ain't giving it back. Because if you follow the instructions as I laid them out, you are already wealthy, you're already healthy, you're already wise, you're already in a toe-curling relationship. I'm just moving the clouds out of the way so you can see you. Number one, declaration. Number two, transition. But don't get stuck in the transition period, because the transition period is a dangerous place, because the stuff that works when you are in a wave state or a particle state don't work when you're in a transition state. The devil wants you to get trapped in transition. Listen to the video that I did. It's on my YouTube channel. Don't get stuck in the transition period. Number one, declaration. Number two, transition. Number three, attraction. It's not the law of attraction. It is attraction. I don't listen to no law of attraction. I am attraction. I attract into my life what I declare. I am wealthy. That's why wealth is coming to me right now, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. Then that brings about an evolution. Now my body feels different. As I'm talking, my body feels different because I'm evolving. I'm evolving into a multimillionaire. Why? Because I said it. I am a multimillionaire right now. I can close my eyes and I can see myself counting my millions. I can see the 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000. I can see the million. Can you see it? One, declaration. Two, transition. Three, attraction. Four, evolution. Five, expansion. Can you expand, brothers? Can you expand, sisters? Now, I talked about this yesterday. Yesterday, I said the exact same thing, except I said it in a different way. Yesterday, I said that you have to. Remember yesterday's show? And we talked about you under, over, and understanding you. We talked about you creating. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. We talked about you earning. Then we talked about you growing or you scaling. And we broke down those three words that establish exactly what I'm saying today. Declaration, transition, attraction, evolution, and expansion. Declaration, transition, attraction, evolution, and expansion. Declaration, transition, attraction, evolution, and expansion. Wealthy people do not feel lack. Why? They don't even have that molecule in their brain. Millionaires, they do not have the ability. That's why the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth. Now, most of us, we don't know what that means. So we don't like wealthy people, because we don't understand wealthy people. They don't have what we have. They don't have pity. They don't feel sorry for you because they know you can do what they've done. They know that you just have chosen not to, or you do not know how to, and they don't have the time. That it's not their job. Now, me, I want to teach everybody how to be wealthy because I'm young, dumb, and stupid. At least I was. Now, I ain't trying to teach people that don't want to go. I'm living in the future in the present moment, brother. I'm living in the future in the present. What does that mean? In my brain, I'm already a millionaire. In my brain, I'm already healthy. In my brain, I'm already wise. In my brain, I'm already in a total relationship. I don't care what the outside says. I'm only concerned with what the inside says. That is mental magic. That is how you maintain the brain until the body gets in line. Thoughts create chemicals, brothers and sisters. You must create, monetize, scale. Create, monetize, scale. Create, monetize, scale. I've been telling everybody in the life management system, create something, monetize something, scale something. I just came up with two videos yesterday. And I decided I was sitting there and I was saying, you know what? I'm not going to leave it up to y'all to fail. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to write the book for you. All you got to do is just meet the requirements. I posted the video yesterday. I'm going to write the book. I'm going to write you 200, 400 or 600 page book. Now, again, since I'm providing high value, I'm expecting, again, a high investment. So I'm not leaving it up to you. I'm going to write your book for you. Then I'm going to create your website for you. Then I'm going to create your blog talk channel for you. If I got to host it, I'm going to host it for you. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to build you a system and then give you the keys and let you drive it if I have to. Now, if I don't have to, that's great. If you could do it for yourself, which is what I recommend. But if I need to do it for you first to show you how to do it, then that's what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to fail on my watch. The devil is a liar. I declare it and I declare it. Decree it today. Because I'm a producer. I am a master teacher 33. I'm a winner. I'm a leader of leaders. I create leaders, not followers. You will have your own system. I declare it and I decree it. So that means that either you're going to gravitate, again, with me, with the transition, are you going to go into remission? Because everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, that's hanging out with me, you're going to exceed and you're going to excel way past me. Because, again, it took me 50-plus years to figure out what I'm telling you. You're a lot smarter. You're a lot brighter than I am. How do I know? Because you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. You could be at the strip club. You could be watching Maury Povich. You could be watching Love and Hip Hop. There's a plethora of other things you could be doing right now with your time and with your energy and with your money. But you've chosen to invest your time and your energy and your money. That's how I know you're a sharp cookie. That's how I know you're going to be way, your bulb shines way brighter than mine. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. This is how you maintain the mind until the body gets in line. You maintain the mind until your body gets in line. All you got to do is bring every thought into captivity. Monitor your thoughts. Replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. How? You don't stop thinking negative thoughts. You just start thinking positive ones. And lastly, visualize those thoughts. You keep saying that thought until you can see it in your brain. If you can see it outside of you, that's great. But I'm interested in your ability to see it inside of you. You keep saying every day, I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a great relationship. And you keep saying it until you can see that relationship in your head, until you can see that help, until you can see that wisdom, until you can see. You keep saying it until you can see it. And the way that you bring about the visualization or the ability to see faster is by saying it in more detail, meaning I am a millionaire by such and such a date. Then how? I am a millionaire by publishing books, doing one-on-ones, and doing shows, and putting it into a system called the Life Management System. I am a millionaire by bringing in 5,000 people that are paying me X amount of dollars, which equals $1 million. and you declare it and you decree it. By making that declaration, you automatically engage in that transition, which brings about that attraction, which establishes that evolution, which manages or makes you oscillate in that expansion. I am expanding right now because I've already went through declaration stage. I went to the transition stage. I went to the attraction stage. I went to the evolution stage. Now I'm in the expansion stage. Where are you? Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me. How I let the levy run, cause I'm the clever one. Hopping to the Chevy, son, stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Bitch, you talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I take my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah, I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that's amazing. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured